A brilliant executive stands before the board, armed with a game-changing strategy that could transform the company's future. The data is solid. The logic is airtight. Yet within minutes, eyes glaze over. Phones emerge from pockets. The energy drains from the room like air from a punctured tire. What happened? The gap between competence and communication just cost someone their credibility. After 2 decades interviewing thousands of leaders as a television journalist, Suzanne Bates discovered a pattern. The executives who changed industries weren't always the smartest in the room, but they were invariably the most compelling communicators. Warren Buffett wasn't exaggerating when he claimed that public speaking skills increase your value by 50%. The question isn't whether you need to master leadership communication, it's how much longer you can afford not to. The authenticity gap is the distance between who you are and who you're pretending to be. Jack Welch discovered this at GE when a colleague noted his perfectly pressed blue suit. "Jack, this isn't you." Welch stopped performing the CEO role and started being himself, becoming one of the most trusted business leaders in history. Authenticity isn't about oversharing, it's about consistency. If you grew up in Texas, don't scrub the accent. If family matters, keep those photos on your desk. Leaders who connect most powerfully remain recognizably themselves across contexts. Colin Powell exemplified this. When President Bush deliberated about Manuel Noriega in 1989, Powell didn't hedge. "We take down Noriega, we take the whole Panamanian Defense Force, and we restore democracy. No qualifiers, no corporate speak, just straight talk that made him invaluable to every administration he served." People trust leaders who say what they mean because authenticity builds the foundation for everything else. Great speakers aren't born. They're built through specific practices anyone can master. The difference between leaders who inspire action and those who inspire yawns comes down to 8 learnable strategies. First, they talk about big ideas. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address lasted 3 minutes, yet persuaded a nation to continue a devastating war because it centered on one powerful concept. Second, effective leaders speak in the moment. When Sovereign Bank's John Hamill faced skeptical employees, he addressed their specific concerns directly rather than delivering a canned speech. Third, they keep it brutally simple. EMC founder Roger Marino learned from brilliant professors who could explain complex ideas clearly. In business, he guided people step by step rather than overwhelming them. Fourth, they're straight shooters. Sally Krawcheck rose to CEO of Citigroup largely because Money Magazine dubbed her the straight shooter for telling the truth regardless of consequences. Fifth, they're optimists who balance reality with hope. When Bill Ford Jr. took over during billions in losses, he told reporters, "We are back on firm footing. I am very fired up." Within 20 months, Ford posted an $896 million quarterly profit. Sixth, they focus on the future during crises. Mayor Rudy Giuliani demonstrated this on September 11 when he immediately told reporters, "The people in New York City will be whole again." Seventh, they find ways to be real despite their titles. Cape Air founder Dan Wolf uses self-effacing humor while drawing on his background as both pilot and mechanic to connect with different employees. Finally, they stand for something meaningful. When Judy George was fired from Scandinavian Design, she built Domain Home Furnishings from 3 employees to $50 million in sales. Her success became legendary because people knew her authentic story. Natural-born speakers don't exist. Mario Cuomo, celebrated for his oratory, once feared public speaking so intensely he received an incomplete in a college speech class. Growing up speaking only Italian at home, he avoided speeches throughout school. His first major speech came in the Court of Appeals. He succeeded only through intense preparation. Speakers who appear effortless have simply mastered skills through practice, not genetics. Tom O'Neill, son of House Speaker Tip O'Neill, learned this the hard way. Winging college presentations, his professor repeatedly shut him down. The lesson? Effective speaking requires thorough preparation and avoiding predictability. Since people constantly observe leaders, you can't dismiss speaking as not your forte. Your authentic leadership voice is your true asset, not your paycheck or title. Most remarkable leaders started as average or poor speakers. Speaking becomes enjoyable when done well in your unique voice, allowing you to project leadership qualities authentically and connect with people who recognize you as genuine. Structure speeches around three main points. Audiences can't retain more. Use conversational language with short words and sentences, eliminating jargon for clarity. Open with a relevant story featuring suspense, conflict, or humor. Original stories outperform borrowed ones, so journal interesting events. UPS Chairman Mike Eskew demonstrated audience focus when introducing the company's logo change by highlighting longtime employees rather than corporate messaging. Talk about your audience, not just to them. Humor creates instant connection. Audiences perceive funny speakers as more competent. Self-effacing humor works best, like Lincoln's, "If I were two-faced, would I be wearing this one?" Analogies powerfully explain complex concepts. Jane Tisdale of State Street Global Advisors used Moneyball's statistics-driven baseball approach to explain quantitative investing, making computer-based stock selection immediately relatable. Surprising statistics add conviction. Collect startling facts from newspapers, magazines, and online searches. Fresh, current facts particularly impress audiences and demonstrate up-to-date research. Media interviews intimidate CEOs because unpredictability creates anxiety, yet positive press coverage generates powerful goodwill that advertising can't buy. Reporters seek timeliness, trends, controversy, expertise, strong opinions, and broad appeal. Use the 98% solution. Write down your toughest potential questions. Polished commentators sound brilliant off the cuff because they've thoroughly prepared. Write 10 to 20 expected questions to activate your thinking. Always respond to media inquiries. Not responding suggests you're hiding something. Develop 2 to 3 primary messages that are clear, concise, and interesting. Use verbal cues like, "The most important thing to remember is," to signal key points. After answering questions, use bridges to redirect. "What's important to remember," or "the critical decision," followed by your talking points. Never say no comment. It makes you appear guilty. Instead, explain why you can't answer. Remember, PR professionals can only correct factual errors, not regrettable quotes. Assume everything you say might appear in tomorrow's headlines. Developing your authentic leadership voice isn't about becoming someone else. It's about becoming more fully yourself. Jack Welch didn't become a great communicator by perfecting his blue suit. He became great by taking it off and showing up as himself. The executives who change industries and inspire movements speak authentically, with clarity, conviction, and genuine connection. Your voice of leadership is already within you. Every conversation is practice. Every meeting is an opportunity. Every speech is a chance to move people toward a vision they couldn't see before. The question isn't whether you have something worth saying, it's whether you're willing to do the work to say it in a way that matters.